questions.
What have you thought about the last couple of days since they've been putting on pads? What have you seen?
It's good to be in the pads. You know, we don't have a ton of padded practices before we leave here. And I think it's less than a dozen. So it's really important work for us. And, you know, we're going to be a physical football team. There's a certain amount of physical work that has to go in. And I feel like two really solid days are in the books right now.
A couple of skirmishes out there, guys getting into it. What's your take on having that be a part of the days where it is maybe a little bit more physical?
We're looking to practice like we play, so we're looking to have self-control. I think for the most part we have. The other guys are doing a pretty good job of taking care of business. I think for the most part it's been minimal.
Jack, Kenny's got a year under his belt as a coordinator. The players, this is their second year in the system. Are you guys going to be able to do more defensively, or will you still be basically the same type of defense?
Well, we'll let our opponents figure that out in the fall. I mean, obviously, you know, your second year, you know, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, I think in all three phases as a returning staff, with the core of players that are returning, I think there's a certain amount of carryover that you can expect, you know, where you feel like you can do things and sharpen it up and do them even better. A little clarity, you know, in terms of what I'm looking for and as a staff what we're looking for. So I think with that, you know, you should expect, you know, to see improvement. So, you know, we know there's a lot of work ahead of us. You know, this is 4 days into training camp. But, you know, I feel like we have four really good days that are behind us. And now we get a little bit of a break, and then we'll be back at it. And next week, have a big week.
How do you think the offensive line is kind of coming together, bringing in KO and switching Diego to the right side now that they're getting the feet?
Yeah, it's you know, it's I think it's going to be a really good group. But it takes time to come together. You know, in particular with the offensive line, you're talking about, you know, that fist. You know, you don't want individual fingers. You want a fist to be strong, to be solidified on the same page with communication, with combination blocks, and all those things take time. You know, protection calls, all the little nuances of being really good. But we have a collection of big, strong men that are athletic. And that have the kind of temperament we're looking for. So I know, you know, Mike Tice, Coach Tice, is really, you know, pleased with the way the guys are working.
Seems like Watkins had a nice start to camp. You like what we've seen from Medlick so far?
Yeah. We're happy he's, you know, healthy, doing a good job. And yeah, I would agree with you. I think he's done a nice job to start camp.
Piggybacking on your old line comment, thoughts. Is that where your main concern right now, or is that where you feel at ease?
I would just say, you know, there are a lot of different areas on our football team that that have my attention, will continue to get my attention. And being physical in the trenches is where, you know, a lot of what we do starts. So, you know, really determined to ensure that we have good physical, offensive, and defensive line play. And I think that's, you know, I think that's the foundation of everything you want to do as a football team.
Connor Cook's development coach.
Good to have him back. You know, he had it was a death with a close friend, and he was away yesterday. But he got back last night and joined us today, and he's doing fine.
What are your thoughts on Jalen so far? Has he impressed you at all? Has he found
the
system pretty well?
Jalen?
Yeah.
No, he's, you know, you give guys a lot of, we have a lot of opportunities, a lot of reps in camp. A lot of different guys get opportunities. And, yeah, I would say he's done a nice job with the looks he's gotten so far.
The day before they put on pads, Coach Musgrave said that the doubts that when the pads go on, that's when you can really start to really get a good look at the lines in particular. And not having Assembly out there full the last couple of days, it's been really difficult for you to really get engaged on the offensive line without him.
No. I mean, he missed yesterday, but he's back today. I think we get a pretty good gauge of the kind of group. I mean, it's a short amount of time. We've been in pads for 2 days, but I think, you know, you can see signs of what we're looking for. And, So it's encouraging to start that way, you know, but we understand there's a lot of work in front of us.
Seems like Feliciano's been getting a little bit more work with him. What have you seen from him? Do you feel like it's good to get him in there, get him somewhere?
Sure. No, it's great. You know, as you go through the season, you always have to have versatility. You know, John taking snaps at guard, center. He's matured his body. He's matured in terms of strength and fitness and understanding what we're doing. So yeah, I think John's off to a nice start with camp. You know, so you know, anytime somebody is nicked or anything happens where he misses time, other guys get an opportunity. That's usually good for you. Good for the team. Good for the guy that gets that opportunity to take advantage of it.
Jack, I know it's early. You got to see DeAndre Washington a little bit.
Yeah.
Are he and Latavius vastly different from each other, or are there things that you know you can do with one that you can't do with another that gives you the flexibility to kind of be?
You know, we really come into it wanting to learn as much as we can about our guys. As a staff, you know, our one of the number one things that I stress with our guys is let's determine the things our guys can do. And then it's our job to put them in position to do those things. And if there are things that they can't do, well, then let's just make sure we're doing as little of that as possible. So it's what coaching's all about. And so, you know, with the case of DeAndre and Jalen, some of the younger guys, we're really learning about our younger guys, you know. Even KO, you know. He's a player that is a veteran player, has played at a high level in this league, but we're learning about him. We're learning about these guys that are new to us. So as coaches, we want to make sure that we're really thorough with them, that we give them an opportunity to express who they are, let them compete, and then learn. And then, you know, we're taking notes, and we're sharing the information. And, you know, as a football team, you know, we want to make sure we take advantage of the individual talents we have.
Speaking of younger players, Jack, you played against Max McCaffrey's dad, I think, Ed, and young guy trying to make the team. What are your thoughts on Max so far?
Well, I'm a big fan of the family. You know, I do know the dad and the mom. They're both good athletes in their own right, and they've got a great family. So my son and his brother, Christian, played high school football together. So I've been around the McCaffrey family a while. I think he's doing a good job coming in competing his tail off. So, you know, it's fun to watch those young guys, see how camp goes, see how it progresses for him. But, you know, he's definitely coming to camp in shape, doing a good job.
What have you learned so far about Johnny Holden?
Kind of the same. You know, young guy getting an opportunity. You know, we'll learn more as we go. I haven't really, you know, focused on him or Max, some of the younger receivers. I've spent a little more time, you know, with Amari and all those guys, so, and Crab and those guys. But they'll get a chance. You know, they're going to get reps. Everybody here is going to get a lot of reps, and we'll see how it plays out.
When a guy like Holt makes a big catch at practice and the fans are going out, do you kind of turn your head and say, what happened or who was that?
Yeah, and then, you know, not only what you see out here, but then we go in and tape and talk about it to staff, and you know, you find out, you know, maybe he's doing a little extra, finding out. He's spending extra time in meetings. He's, you know, doing everything right in the weight room. He's, you know, all the different factors that add up. Usually, you know, you start getting a lot of positive feedback from your staff throughout the building, and those are the kind of guys that end up finding a way to stick.
Jack, is Dan Williams doing everything he needs to do right now, or is he kind of behind A ball a little bit, considering practice started, he was off on the other field when the runs were going against each other?
Yeah, no, Dan's doing good, working hard. Yeah, so he's doing everything he needs to do.
Been a lot, you know, talk about Clyde Walford and about what you expect from him. Have you seen, you know, like Michael Rivera, step up to that challenge?
How do I see?
How have you seen Rivera step up to the challenge of, you know, like competing for playing time?
Yeah, I think Michael's done a good job competing. I know he, you know, comes into this season would like his role to be even bigger, and we'll let guys determine that through their efforts here in camp and through the preseason games and whatnot. But yeah, we've got a good group. You know, Gabe Holmes, a young guy that we invested time in last year, is also in the mix. So, you know, we'll let those guys work it out through competition.
Hey, one more, Scott.
It seems like Justin Ellis has been working with that first unit quite often. That when you decide to go with a more traditional nose tackle, is that a real open competition between he and Williams for who might earn that spot?
It's pretty much open competition everywhere, And we really like the idea of playing the guy who's performing the best and who's, you know, going to help us win on Sundays. And, you know, thus far, we just as staff think that Jelly's ahead of Dan, but you know, we're a long way from lining up in September, but Jelly's off to a great start. And Dan's a good football player, so that's just, you know, competition brings out the best. And but, you know, right now, you know, as we're stacking up our practices, Jelly's a little bit ahead of Dan. But like I said, that's way too early to be worrying about, you know where it ends up. I think clearly you're looking at competition, and you know, they're all going to play. So it's just a matter of who gets to trot out first. But they're all going to play. We're going to use all of our guys. We're going to use all the talent we have. And we like to play all of our guys and keep them fresh. And so we're going to count on both those guys to play big for us this year and play a lot for us this year. But who rolls out first, we'll see. It's competitive.
Okay.